Hi, it's Owen. Welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh? This is a bonus episode this week because I have a lot of stuff. I have a lot of clips. And if I don't make episodes, I know I'll never go back to them. That happens. I have a terabyte of stand-up on my computer that I haven't been able to use because I've been doing six shows a week now for a while. And today's episode is based on a conversation that started on Patreon. If that starts kicking on, it's because I'm in a hotel room. Hang on, I gotta turn this fan off. Fan off. Yeah, patreon.com/WDTL. It's my favorite thing because when I post stuff, it actually shows the people that have subscribed that I post. It's not some weird algorithm like Facebook. And shout out to Shane and Mark and Bradley and Michael and Danny and Tanja for making pledges. I really, really appreciate it. And Robert and another Mark, two Marks. Because just $1, $3, $5, up to $25 a month will get you access to the Patreon page. I post episodes that I don't post on iTunes there and other stuff, like conversations with my mom. And there's no difference in levels between $1 and $25. I purposely do that because I don't want to exclude people who don't have enough cash. I want anyone who wants to get involved to get involved, because down the line, Why Didn't They Laugh most likely will be more on this than on iTunes, because hosting costs are prohibitive, you know? And on Patreon, it's listener generated, so I don't have to do like stupid ads and stuff that I don't believe in. But this week, Tanja, a new Patreon subscriber and a hilarious human being. That's another thing, is I get to read everything you write me, because it's like email sometimes I can get flooded a little bit. But this is it's a smaller group of legends. So anyway, last episode I did a bit just during it about Freebird. I was in St. Louis and someone yelled out Freebird and I started just riffing on it. And I forgot I even did it. I just put it in the episode because it's kind of funny. And I'm like, you know, I'd never do that again. That's just a riff. And I got such a mixed reaction to it that I thought it was amazing. And I wanted to do a whole episode based on this song, Freebird. Because I love when people get fired up and passionate about stuff that doesn't really matter. That way, hearts aren't broken, friendships aren't ended. It's just it can be fun. And debating Freebird, and I posted some stuff about how I think Freebird is overrated. And one dude wrote, unfollow. I'm pretty sure he was joking. If so, that's hilarious. But there's a chance he wasn't. And I mean, even if you have different political views, you shouldn't unfollow someone or not be friends with somebody. You know, people are getting a little precious in their hall of mirrors. I'm in Pittsburgh right now, and I did the WDV Christmas party last night. And I was there with Billy Gardell from Mike and Molly. He was Santa Claus. And it was this live event. It was awesome. And me and Gardell were talking about that, about how the echo chamber of our culture now. And that's why he's going completely clean and doesn't touch politics. He's like, people need a break. And I'm like, dude, I feel the same way. That's why I only ramble about it on my podcast. And it's because people have their opinions told back to them so much now. Like, if you think something, the algorithms online will spit it back to you. And until you believe the whole world thinks that. And then when you meet someone who doesn't have your exact opinion, you know, this tailor-made world for your tailor-cut opinions, you react. Like, Alonzo Bowden had this hilarious line that I first heard about on Joe Rogan's podcast. He said, not all Trump supporters are racist, but all racists are Trump supporters. And I found that genius. And I love Alonzo. I've done his podcast. He's a great dude. And I tweeted that and I Instagrammed that. I was like, this is Alonzo being a genius, because he sidestepped the thing I don't like about the Trump supporter bashing is I know a lot of Trump supporters that are not remotely racist, that they like him for a variety of highly specific reasons, or they hate corruption in the system. Who knows in 1,000 years who will be seen as right and wrong? No one knows. All I know is I don't like it when Trump wasn't my guy, but I don't like it when people say any giant group of people are racist or bigots or any of these nasty words. And so I love that he could express that, where he could express, like, listen, there's probably some good Trump supporters out there. And Alonzo's black, very, very left wing, was in the Air Force, legendary guy, great comic. And he's like, but let's be honest, you know, you're never gonna, basically what he's saying is you're never gonna hear like a Hillary Clinton supporter complain about all the niggers. Like, nobody's ever like, don't be a nigger and vote for Hillary Clinton. Like, that doesn't happen. But anyway, people still reacted. Like, people that I respect on Instagram. Like, people that have been with me for a while and they're great. I can tell they're cool people. And some are like, you know, they're like, oh, so you don't think Latinos and blacks can be racist? Or like, you don't think Hillary Clinton supporters can be racist? I'm like, guys, calm down. It's a funny line. Like, I'm almost starting to think that the word racist itself is almost meaningless. I just like how it's a unifying statement. So anyway, I'm much, much happier debating Freebird than I am what political group is full of hate, because that is just a disastrous minefield and people need a breather from this crazy world. So I posted that thing about Freebird and Brian writes to me, God, I hate Freebird for specific reasons. Listening to your Why Don't They Laugh Now. Consensual comedian should be the name of your next special, by the way. Oh, yeah, because I sometimes I tell that to the crowd, that I need their consent or else I won't keep going. And then he writes, I literally don't care if I'm waking you up because I'm out walking my dogs at 3 a.m. and your Freebird bit is bonding us for life. I have woken up my entire neighborhood laughing. And we later chatted about why he hates Freebirds, because he went to Florida State. And he said that, you know, every night, that's why I hate Freebird passionately, is because it's almost like human beings have been programmed to just yell Freebird. It's almost like Pavlov's dog. You know, it's just a response, stimulus response. And I always get very nervous at when people are just responding to stimulus that they've been trained to respond to. It makes me nervous because it makes me feel like human beings aren't in control of their own actions. Because Freebird is not a great song. And what just happened to my computer? So that's just one side of it. This is when things get really interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Tanja writes to me. Hang on, I got to re-log in. I hope I don't lose all that audio. Because I have the song Freebird, and we're going to go through it. We're going to enjoy every single bit of it. We are going to taste it. We're going to taste it. Okay, so Tanja writes, what's your beef with Freebird? LOL. I don't know if you really take issue with this song or if it's part of the show, which I love, by the way, huge fan. And I have no feelings about the song one way or the other, but when I heard you sing the lyrics and joke about her remembering him the next day, that's not at all where I went with those lyrics. What I thought is that if they were only together for one day, he's leaving the next day, so a one-night stand, would one day be memorable to her in the long run? I think he's seeking confirmation that he's special enough to remember. Yeah, I mean, I hear where you're coming from. And I loved how respectful you wrote that. It wasn't like, you're a piece of shit. I love Freebird. No, Tanja's written me some really funny stuff in the past. And what my joke, I was talking about how he clearly just had sex with someone with a severe, it's so ironic that I can't remember the name of the disease. It's so ironic. It's the disease where you lose your memory. Well, dementia is the broad one, but what's it called? Alzheimer's. Severe Alzheimer's disease, because he's like, if I leave here tomorrow, will you still remember me? So my take was he's having sex with like a 90-year-old Alzheimer's victim. And then he goes into the really intense guitar solo. And I got to give you guys a little backstory on me, why I take issue with certain power ballads. I've been a musician much, much longer than I've been a comedian. And I have envy for them. I have envy for a lot of musicians because I would write songs. I do a bit about this on stage. I'm not going to do it now because it's out of context. But I would write music. Like I used to like love Richard Marx. You know, like wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you. And I would be like, wow, that's so great. And I would write music, and people always thought it was funny. And a lot of people think I'm like joking when I do this bit on stage, and I am. Like I know what I'm doing at this point. Like I'm a professional, but like I'm not really joking. Like when I repeat the world that I believe exists, people always have laughed. And so that's why I chose this path, I guess. But it wasn't my goal. And so I've turned a lot of these into jokes. Like, okay, for example, here is a bit I did about Timberland on my last hour special, High Five Till It Hurts, that debuted on in Comedy Central in 2014. You can get it on iTunes or comedycentral.com. It's a solid special. I'm proud of it. It's called High Five Till It Hurts. Here is a bit I did about pop music.
I grew up listening to a lot of hip hop. I used to love hip hop, like The Roots. I still love The Roots. Love Tribe Called Quest. I grew up with that stuff. Roots are great dudes. When I did Fallon, they're amazing, great musicians. But I think it's trailed off over the years for the whole hip hop community. I think the last song I really loved was the 8 Mile songs that made white kids feel black. Remember that? If you had soccer practice and you forgot your shin guards, do you go or do you wait for your mom? Do you risk your shins? Like, and white kids are like, yeah, dude, we relate to this. We're white too. And then I think the last song that really ruined it for me was It's Too Late to Apologize by Timberland. And I'll tell you why it ruined it, because a lot of people didn't see anything wrong with what I just said. It's by a band called One Republic. The kick ass. And then Timberland took it and produced it. He's like, yo, I'm named after a workman's boot. I'm legit. And he took the song and he didn't write any lyrics or any music. This is all he did, which makes him kind of genius in a way, but this is all he does. And then the band's like, sorry, you're an angel. Then you go and put me down. He's like, hey, hey, hey. By the way, have you guys ever seen a drunk girl sing that in karaoke? Hilarious. They're like, it's too late to apologize, Brian, asshole. Fuck you, Brian. It's too late to apologize. Girls' night, we don't need Brian. Can you imagine if Timberland produced Beethoven? It'd be like, eh? Like that. And Beethoven was deaf. He still would have known something was wrong. He'd be like, I can't hear you, but why am I paying you? I'm Beethoven. Like, Beethoven wrote this deaf. Deaf, couldn't hear. This is what Timberland does.
Yeah, so I can sense that I have my own demons going on. Like, I get I have some musical bitternesses, some bitter nigh, and I'm a lover. I'll even go through Simple Man if we have time on this thing. I think Simple Man's a great song. I'm not against Skynyrd. I just think, I just think we're gonna listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd. We're gonna listen to Free Bird, and we're gonna, just discuss it as human beings, like what you guys think about it. And let me plug in my little thing here. Make sure we're still recording. Oh, and by the way, I'm doing a bunch of shows in London, both with the Practical Jokers as well as my friend that I met doing Why Didn't They Laugh? She hooked me up with a show on Monday, January something. I don't have any of the info in front of me. And she said it was a cool spot. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm at the Museum of Comedy in London. It just seats like 70 people or something. So come out. I just need to pay for the hotel and have some some food money. And if I'm alone in the rooms, it will be very weird. So I'd appreciate your support. And then next week, well, Pittsburgh tonight and tomorrow, and then Phoenix, and then Fort Myers, Florida. And then I go straight out of the country, baby. I'm going to Belfast and Dublin, and it's going to be insane. So let's just go through Freebird, and let's just see how we feel. I don't know, why is that metronome? Here we go. Okay, that's a great start to a song. I love that. I'm like, wow, this is going to be awesome. Yes. See, I love all of this. Like, that drum is epic. It makes me feel like a big monster is coming, or like someone, like a, you're going to break out of a cocoon and become a butterfly. If only you can reach the sky. All right, here we go. This is the epic guitar. Yes. Sleepy eyes. Some cold whiskey. Some coffee in the morning. You know, a guy is putting on his shoes and beautiful woman's in the bed. You're like, yeah, this feels good. Nice. Oh, we're going to do it again. All right, that's all right. The first one was great, but let's revisit those images. Yeah, there's a bird flying in the sky, just looking around. Yeah, here we go. Okay. Oh. Would you still remember me? Of course I would remember you. We just had sex. I'll be the woman. Well, I must be traveling on now. That's all right. I get it. I get that you have to go. Yeah, I mean, there's places I also want to see. You know, I thought we could do that together, maybe. That's a pretty big if. I feel like something bad's gonna come after this if. The same as what? The same as last night? Of course, you can't have sex all the time. Yeah, you're free because I paid your bail, and you know that. But I don't get it. So instead of leaving, you're just going to yell at me now? You're just going to yell that you're a bird? I heard you the first time. Please leave my apartment. Why are you now yelling at the sky? You're sweating. Okay, you're calming down. That's all right. I guess you can leave. Of course, I'll remember you. Don't worry about that. But I think it is time for you to leave. You're being a little unstable. Oh, you're going to do another round of the same guitar. Like, because I just heard these exact same notes. Oh, that's a little different. That's a slight variation. Thank God, or else I would have thought you were indulgent. I don't even know what you just said. I don't think that's English. Okay, now you're on heroin mumbling. Bro, get over yourself. I'm not even sad. You're a piece of shit. Yeah, you're in your 50s, by the way. You're in your 50s. Listen, no one's holding a gun to your head, my man. Yeah, you said that last verse. Well, quick, do you know birds aren't always free? Like, they have a terrifying life. I'm not trying to change birds. I'm not a bird trainer. I'm just a woman who thought she was kind of seeing a guy. All right, you're yelling again. Now you're yelling at me. I'm not trying to change you, bro. Just get the hell out of here. Okay, now you're bringing religion into it again? You're always talking about religion. Yeah, it's called an addiction. Oh, wait a minute, this sounds fun. Yeah, I like this. I like this a lot. This is a pickup in the pace. Okay, you can keep yelling if you do it in this fun way, yeah. All right. Oh, you brought a friend with another guitar. Let's see what this guy can do. Yeah, this is exciting. It's a good jam. This is a good way to end the song. This is great. There's no way that this is barely halfway through the song. There's no way. Because this is a perfect way to end the song. Yeah, that's intense. Look at him go. Look at him go. Yeah, that's what happens when you just dump cocaine and whiskey into a redneck's mouth. Light a fire under his little ass. There we go. Come on, Leonard. There's no way any of these guys are going to die in an airplane crash. There's no chance. I mean, if anyone's going to survive an airplane crash, it's these guys. Whoa. All right, it's dragging now. This is a drag. And you think I'm going to just let you go? No, we're going to listen to the whole goddamn song. Listen to this fucking piece of shit of a song. You realize this amount of pageantry is just around a guy saying he's incapable of growth, of emotional growth. And now he's got to do this. He brought a fan to fan himself. He backlit himself. He brought his own lighting crew. This fucking arrogant fucking loser. Don't you people have anywhere to be? You keep saying you're a free bird, but you're just staying in some fucking chick's apartment, jamming to the same chords over and over again like a bunch of trained monkey idiots. Oh, it's actually a monkey. Oh, no way. There's a cute little monkey actually playing the drums now. That's cool. Oh, that guy's jerking off now. That guy's now, he's penetrated his own drum set. He's thrusting into it. Oh, that guy just stabbed that guy. That guy just stabbed that guy. No one's gonna even react. Oh, he's good. He's all right. He bandaged it. He just quickly bandaged it. Yeah, you still like this song? You still like this fucking awful song? It makes my skin crawl. Listen to it. Listen to the whole damn thing. Can you imagine if I went this long without a punchline? If I just jammed on stage? And by the way, he's not done. You know what that fade-out represents? That fade-out represents the fact that they were still going. I hear that they do that shit like for like 20 minutes. Okay, just to show you guys that I'm not a hater, I will show you a really good Leonard Skinner song. This is a little number called Simple Man. Listen to this. There's an ad. Oh, it's a rehydrator. And Oh, I got another idea I'm going to do here. A little Skinnerd, man. Hey, man, we got to listen to a little Skinnerd. A little Skinnerd, bro. Here we go. What is this? Here we go. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. It's a good opening. That sounds nice. Listen to how much better these lyrics are. Listen to this shit. I also have a mother who tells me things. I'm listening. Oh, now you're kicking in a little nostalgia. Oh, that means there's a lot of weight on my shoulders. I'm the only son. Well, I was, but that's okay. We don't have to be dicks about it. I'm listening. I love advice songs. That jams. That's a good jam right there. That's a strong jam. What's coming up next? See, notice how that didn't drag? More lyrics right now. Take your time. Yeah, be good at some shit. Nope. What do you got to rush for? I mean, it's not like you're gonna die in a plane crash. It's true. Problems do pass. Well, what if you like dudes? But that is true, though. I'm not going to be cynical about this one. This really is like an unbelievably good song. Stay humble, baby. I like that. They weren't specific about the religion. It's just be humble to something. And be a simple kind of man. Yeah, see, that's good advice. That's all we need. That's all we need for that one. Because they don't drag it. They just kind of say that. It's 5:50, which for Lynyrd Skynyrd is a very short song. There's no dragging in that one. It isn't Freebird. Why can't drunk people just yell Simple Man? Okay, let's listen to Adele. See, don't get me wrong. These are great musicians. Like, I jam to Adele. I jam to Skynyrd. But, like, what makes it so much better than comedy? Like, why are 100,000 people screaming to this shit, but a perfectly worded punchline, you know, people are just like, oh, who ordered Grey Goose instead of the cheap shit? Can I talk to your manager? Okay, let's listen to Adele and see if she is, what she has going on with her first big hit. Here we go. Oh, yeah, that's the shit right there. That soothes the wild bear. Oh, yeah. It's raining softly. I can see my own nipples. Oh, it's this chick is back. Yes, I am. I'm actually married. Yeah, she's standing right next to me. Yeah, I'm an accountant. I'm doing pretty well. You mean she had sex with me more than once every 3 months? Yeah. Shy, I'm not. I'm ignoring you because I hope you leave. What lie? We broke up years ago. I know. Is that coke in your nose? Well, you should. It's court ordered. Yeah, you have my name tattooed on your big forehead. I sincerely hope you do. So why'd you tell our mutual friends that I had AIDS? How am I supposed to forget you? You're here every day.
Sometimes it lasts in love.
I don't really even know what that means. That doesn't make any logical sense to me. Yeah, you've been in solitary confinement for setting fire to your boss's house. How do you know what I was doing yesterday? Like, that doesn't mean anything. Like, what does that mean? Yeah, you could have texted, Facebooked, tweeted, Instagram commented. Yeah, you've put on about 150 pounds, by the way. I kind of recognize you. Wait a minute, but you're standing next to your new guy. Do you know how much you're hurting his feelings right now? Yeah, he looks a lot like me. Now he feels really bad about it. I can't forget you. You gave me herpes. And you ruined my credit. All right, you get the idea. I don't have to do anymore. That was fun. This is a fun little thing we can do sometimes. So, and this is how we're going to close the show. I was doing a show in Houston, and it was a good time. Oh, by the way, will you please subscribe to this podcast and share it and comment on it? I have buddies that do podcasts, and right now I'm at like 150 comments or whatever, or ratings. Dude, I have friends that have like thousands of ratings. What the fuck? I read them. Can you please do that? Thank you. I mean, God damn it. How hard is it just to be like, hey, I like this guy. I have buddies that like their podcast sucks. And everybody's like, oh, this is fucking great. By the way, I know what I'm doing with this bitter character. So that's what I'm going to kind of show you is this is a quick clip of me. I was doing a joke about being tall, and I could feel in the room the tall vibes bothered all the little guys. So check out this response.
So I think that just talking about height made a lot of short dudes feel uncomfortable. Did anyone else feel that in this room? Usually it's like people are like, oh, yeah, giants. But here people are like, I'm a man too. And that's uncomfortable for me because there's a lot of problems that come from being tall that I can't complain about because little dudes are so pissed off all the time. I don't want to be 6'7". 6'7" sucks. But you can't say there, it's like, must be nice. It's like what, to like suck your dick in airplanes, not be able to go to concerts? Nothing one size fits all fits me. I can't lie in a fucking hospital bed without my feet going fucking numb. Like if I talk to someone in a fucking bar, they think I'm Gargamel and chasing Smurfs. Put the first pick in every basketball game and then everyone's fucking horrified that I'm not good at it and they're like not mad at me. Must be nice.
And so I think spitefully benevolent is a funny combo. So here's just a long run of jokes that I started with my duck stuff. And I treated the crowd kind of shitty because they seemed to really enjoy it. I wasn't actually upset. I remember in the last episode, a few people were like, I think the crowd liked you more than you thought they did. You got to be less sensitive. It's like, no, like it's funny to like be a, like the crowd enjoys it when you're like, oh, you guys don't like that? Why don't you like that one? Not because is it because you're stupid? Because it makes me look vulnerable, and then they laugh. So I'm not actually upset, just to let you guys know. Every now and then I get upset, but usually it's thinking about musicians and how easy they fucking have it. They just play four chords over and over again and say vague things. Whatever. All right, so here is, I'm doing a joke about animals, and I start holding the crowd hostage for animal material. And then after I'll say bye.
But like he just goes up to random people, he's like, yo! He's like, this is my brother Owen, I'm Jason. And people are like, okay. He's like, if you could be any animal, what would you be? He's very childlike. It's fascinating watching him. And people, it's crazy how people sometimes already have an animal. Like dudes are usually like, lion. Like they've already thought about it. It's like, lion. And women are like, dolphin. bro's like, those are really good answers. Why? You know, and then when I join the conversation, it's always weird because I would be a duck. And no one else says duck. So they're looking at me like I'm a weirdo. And I'm like, you're a weirdo for being a lion. That's weird to me. If you want to get aggressive. And if you guys want to know why I want to be a duck, I'll tell you. You know, the silence tells me to bail on the premise, but I will tell you. Ducks are awesome because they can fly through the air. That's one of my dreams. I want to be able to fly through the air. They can fly through the air. And you guys are like, yeah, but so can a lot of birds. Yeah, but can a lot of birds also swim? They also can swim really well. And with both of those factors, they still choose to walk. Like, that's the guy I want to know about. You know, like, he can't fly, he can't swim, but he's still waddling his little ass to that bread. He's going to snatch it from you. He's just going to waddle away. And if you watch ducks a lot, and then you start reading, I read a lot about ducks. There's something really fascinating about ducks that I want to share with you. They have massive penises. Massive. 12-inch penises. 12. Yeah, for those of you that don't believe me, I welcome you to Google it right now. Because it makes the joke funnier. Like, from this point on, I want you to know that everything I'm saying is true. I'm not mad at you. I'm serious. Google it. Just duck penis. They have 12-inch dicks. Swear to God. Do you want to know why they do? I'll explain. All right. Because the duck community is riddled with non-consensual sex. You know, the dudes are super aggro. And it's kind of funny if you think about how dumb their face looks. Like, they just have this ridiculous, like, this dumb thing. And they just, like, you know, and the chick, they're called Drakes, which is hilarious if you know the rapper Drake. So, it's not a shot at Drake, it's just funny, it's like masculinity name, it's about a duck, like a dude with a 12-inch duck dick, you know? So this male duck's like, and the chick's like, and he's like, and so he starts just banging it, right? But the women know this, so they've adapted brilliantly. They now have a second canal that I call the party pussy. When they're having non-consensual sex, they send the dick down the vagina that can't get pregnant. So they kind of get the last laugh. Like, the dude's like, meh, and the chick's like, meh. He's like, meh, and she's like, meh. And so then the dude leaves, and she's like, that's hilarious. Because, like, in the animal world, it's all about calorie consumption. So that guy just lost a bunch of calories, and he didn't procreate. So then when that female duck sees, like, the duck she wants, she's like, meh, and the dude's like, meh. Then she sends the wiener down the right one, and that's how they have the kids. But the way evolution works is the drakes aren't just going to be okay with that. So the ones with, like, a little bit longer, crazier dick, like, found the fucking path. And so then her vagina responded by making it more complicated and maze-like. So now the dude has a 12-inch dick, and she has a maze of a vagina. And this is all happening under the surface of a calm pond. And this is how funny humans are. That's the animal we've chosen to iconically make into bath toys for our children. And I want to die by being, I don't want to die like now, but I think about how I want to go. I want to be killed by a duck hunter as a duck. Is this depressing you, man? You're like, bro, enough with the ducks. Well, that just added 10 more minutes of it. Enough with the ducks. I could go on and on and on about ducks, man. They're fucking fascinating. Next, I'll talk about deer. I don't even want to, but I'm gonna just to do it because I know you don't want me to. It's funny. All right, so anyway, the duck call is like, right? And I used to think it was just the sound of a duck. So ducks are like, no way, there's more bros, let's go hang out. It's not, it's the sound of a horny female duck. And as we've established, male ducks are really, really down to just pound at any time, you know? So they're like, the hunter's like, and the dudes are like, and they're just flying. And they get that tunnel vision. It's called getting in flow, because they're like, I gotta get this pussy, you know? And everything disappears. Little do they know, there is no pussy. It's a man with a gun. And he's just lining it up. But the duck doesn't even, has no idea this is coming. In his mind, he's about to experience what his 12-inch fucked up mangled dick has been waiting forever to get. It's pussy, you know? And then it's just boom. And it's just back to the universe, you know? It's like a Pink Floyd song. Like, there is no pain, you are seeing. And that's how you gotta go. You gotta go. The way to go is anticipating something amazing, and then you're just gone. You know, because I'm married, so the pussy thing isn't really working for me anymore because of rules and stuff. So now for me, it's cookies. Like, I love cookies when I dunk them in milk. Like, I freak out. I'm like a freak for cookies and milk. You know, and some of my wife's like, yo, I just made a bunch of cookies and we have milk. I'm just like a duck, you know, like, and I'm running towards the kitchen, and I just open the refrigerator, and it's a duck hunter, and he's just like, boom. And that would be fucking great. So if any of you guys know my wife, just send her an email and just plan this thing. Just someone get in my refrigerator with a gun. Like, after this show, I want it. Because again, I'm losing my voice, so I sound a little quiet. And you guys register that as apathy, because you're fucking stupid. All right. I can't yell at you. I'm like, you know, I'm like, because I'm losing my voice, because I sing fucking Pearl Jam like every fucking night. Right? So I'm going a little hoarse. Another fascinating animal. I've only recently started talking this much about animals, by the way. Usually it's about relationships and traffic and all the shit you guys want to hear. But no, it's going to be animal-based. The funny thing about deer is I live in the mountains of New York. People don't know that New York also has, like, intense wilderness, right? I live in the Adirondack Mountains. And so we have all these deer, and they get these horns, and they're in rut, where they're so horny, they just start banging each other's fucking heads. Just like, I'm gonna get the pussy, you know? And this is happening all the time. Like, they don't know what the fuck they are. They're just running into trees. And I have to ask myself, why? Like, that's crazy. And then I realized that that's the way the world works, you know? Like, back in the day, deer were probably super mellow. You know, they're all just like, hey, and the female deer are like, hey, and it's like, do you mind? Like, we hang out? And she's like, I don't mind. And they just like kind of like had really boring, just like, and that was cool. And then one deer had a genetic mutation where he had just a little tiny horn, just a little bit. You know, it's almost like Rudolph, what he got made fun of for. It's like, look at the horn guy. And then he got so pissed off one day, he just hit another dude. And all the other dudes is like, dude, stay away from fucking Brian, man. Dude, that guy will hit you in the head. And then all the other dudes kind of let go, and then Brian was like, holy shit, I can fuck everybody now, just because I hit one with my head. And then the next generation had a little more horn, and that keeps going and going and going, until now it's just all these fucking, just violence, you know? But now it's almost come full circle, where now you got hipster deer. Because the thing about ultra, ultra alpha males, there reaches a point where the chicks don't even like it anymore. They're like, they're gonna do gay shit in the field for like 10 hours. And then there's this one deer in a hoodie who's like, I'm a male feminist. And he's like, no, I know what you girls go through. It's crazy how they're so brutal out there, like fighting for your honor and working and shit. Do you want to hang out? And that's why the hipster gene has survived. You know, these dudes, like, they wear hoodies all the time. They're like, excuse me, that's offensive. And you're like, how did you survive? You know? Like, through the ice ages. Like, that gene of man that's like, excuse me, the word fat is actually a very, fat shaming is real. Like, about a man, they're talking about another dude who's fat. It's like, he is big boned. And, like, I get a little horn, and I just, bah, boom, you know? Like, I just want to break his head. But then I realized why they can be like that is because we have so many calories now that they're like indoor cats. Dogs. Big fan of dogs. Unless you guys turn your shit around, it's fucking Animal Planet. I don't give a fuck. Alright, I love dogs. I have three dogs, and I'll tell you why.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I love you. And go to hugepianist.com for tour dates. And of course, email me anytime you want. whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. And please subscribe to my Patreon, even if it's $1 a month. It's only $12 a year. If you have more disposable income, do it, because you're giving it to a good place. This is fun. This is good for the world. This is good for the world. You know, some of the dog shit you spend your money on isn't good for the world. I get it. You don't think I buy dumb shit sometimes? I really don't. I'm phenomenal. No, I do. I spend a lot of money. All right. I'm rambling. I have to go do some shows. I love you guys. Peace.